Boy, it is just so much fun being with you each and every week. Joe and I can talk home improvement all day long, unless fishing comes up, and then we change the subject.
We need a break every now and then.
Yeah, I am ready to get back out there and get some fishing done. I've been had my head down building this house so much, and you know, and what's so bad about building a house on a river is there's people out there fishing. I mean,
and you're not.
Yeah, and I'm nailing nails and digging with a shovel and stuff, and look over there, and they're just fishing. I think they do it on purpose. I think every time I look over there, they like fake they're catching a fish just to mess with me there.
So. It'll only be a matter of time. You'll be out there.
I know.
Sitting on your new dock.
I know. I'm looking forward to it. And I'll be posting some pictures later on Facebook, on the Today's Homeowner Facebook page to share with you, as I'm very, very proud of the place and plan on being there a lot of years. So I'll show you I'll shoot some videos and things, just some small things here and there of just some cool things that I did around there, maybe inspire you on some of the things you might be doing around your house. Right now, we're going to Florida and see if we can help Hannah with an issue and a question she has. Hannah, welcome to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show.
Thank you. How are you all doing?
Oh, everything's going fine. Tell us about, you have a question about your septic tank. There are so many people that still have septic tanks, but tell us some of the thoughts you have.
So we recently purchased a home. It's our first home. So learning everything about taking care of it and, you know, things to watch out for. And I'm planning on building a shed on the backyard. We run on a septic tank, and I know that I cannot build on top of it. But there's nothing that tells me where the septic and leach field are. I think I know where the septic is because there's an alarm by the front yard, but I don't know if the leach field is typically with that or if it's on the backyard, and I just don't know how to find it.
Okay, all right, sure. Well, it is hard because, you know, after the field lines and leach field's been there for, you know, many years, of course, the grass grows right over it, and there's no indication exactly where it is. And almost every septic tank system has a different layout, depending on what land is available, adjacent properties, a lot of things like that. You know, but the danger, first of all, access to the septic tank when needed. You wouldn't want to restrict it or have anything that would restrict that. And then the problem with the field lines and so forth is you don't want to compress that dirt, or if you have to do any maintenance, you don't want to have a building over it. So it's a little tricky on that. Joe, I wonder if maybe having a septic tank installer come out, and especially one that, you know, has done work in that immediate area, you know, and have them come out and at least make a educated guess where everything is, that'd probably be a good start.
Yeah, I mean, Hannah, you need to know where the clean-out lids are, because you're going to have this tank pumped out, you know, every few years, depending on how many people live in the house. Now, this is an existing home or a brand newly built home?
It's an existing home. It's a 1985.
Oh, okay. Because there might be a local septic contractor who's been pumping this out, so you know he would know where these are. If not, I'd go to the town hall. They would have to have, since the house isn't that old, they would have a plan of where that original septic system was installed, and it would show the position of leach fields and the tank itself and the cleanouts.
Hey, now that's a really, you know, I'll tell you what, your local, in many jurisdictions it's different, but most of them it will be your health department, your county health department. And you know what? They may just have a drawing of that. You can give them your address and see. They may just be able to click a few buttons on their computer and show you the exact layout that was approved to go in there. I think that's a great way to really narrow down. And I'll bet you'll run across that since the house isn't that old, you know?
Okay. Yeah, I didn't think of that. I did call the people that emptied it out before we bought the house. And they said they could come out, but they were charging just a regular service fee just to come out and tell me. So they said try to find a different way, because I would hate to charge you, you know, so much money just to come out and tell you where it's located.
Yeah, right. So then I wouldn't call them until it was time to pump out your tank. You know, and what you don't know is, was it pumped out right before you bought the house, or did they not pump it out? I mean, I'm not sure how you would know that. But yeah, I wouldn't pay extra.
No, exactly. I requested to make sure that it had gotten pumped out and serviced, before we purchased it. So I got the receipts. They did a full service, changed the lid, and did a bunch of stuff in it right before we bought it.
Oh, good. Then what I would do is I'd call those people back, that contractor back, pay to have it emptied out probably in like 2 years or so, and then they will locate it for you. And the only other thing you're asking about building a shed on that, on the leach fields, or certainly not over the septic tank, and I wouldn't even do it over the leach fields, because you have a switch with a pump, and that pump has an alarm on it. And those are typically, I'm not sure exactly why you have one, but they're typically needed when the water table in the ground is slightly too high, so wastewater can't flow by gravity alone into the leach fields. And so if your water table is relatively high to begin with, you know, I'm not sure building anything on top of them is going to be very helpful in case they have to be serviced. So, I would try to stay away from the leach fields and certainly the septic tank for any sort of outbuilding.
Yeah, that's what I don't want. I don't want to build a shed and then find out later that I built it on top of the leach field. So
exactly.
That's why I'm trying to locate it first,
Yeah, well, I would try that health department. I bet you'll find, and you know, or building the building department on the permitting and so forth. It may be a little different where you find that information, but that information's out there, and I think that'll solve the problem for you.
All right, thank you. I'll do that.
Okay, our pleasure, Hannah. Thanks for being on the show, and have a great weekend.